Whooping cough is spreading nationwide at the highest levels in a decade. There have been four times as many cases of the disease, which is most dangerous to babies, this year compared to the same time last year. From member station KUOW in Seattle, reporter Eilish O'Neill has more.
Whooping cough cases are especially high now on the West Coast. King County, where Seattle is, has seen more this year than any year since 2015. Dr. Eric Chow is chief of epidemiology and immunization at the county's public health agency.
And the year isn't even over yet.
Chow says the county is still seeing new cases of whooping cough, also called pertussis, every week.
More children going back to school now, greater exposure. We're coming up on the kind of winter season when people are spending more time indoors with other people.
Chow says there are a number of possible explanations for the size of the current outbreak. Doctors are testing for whooping cough more, so they're identifying more cases. It's possible that the bacterium that causes pertussis has mutated. But also, people got behind on their vaccines during the pandemic, and they haven't caught up. The children's vaccine against pertussis is delivered with two others and called DTaP.
One of the challenges that we have with DTaP is that it's a five-dose series over the course of 6 years of a child's life. So it does require regular visits to the primary care.
And Chow says not everyone can get to the doctor regularly. But access isn't the only problem.
There still is a lot of vaccine hesitancy and anti-vaxxers out there that will not vaccinate their kids.
Dr. Tina Tan is a pediatric infectious disease physician at Northwestern University and the president-elect of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. For the first couple of weeks, whooping cough looks like a mild cold, but then the coughing fits start. The disease is most dangerous for unvaccinated babies under a year of age.
They're going to be whooping when they cough, and they may cough, and then look like they're not breathing at all.
Dr. Tan says those pauses in breathing are life-threatening and a sign that it's time to go to the hospital. Whooping cough can also lead to pneumonia and other complications. So far this year, there have been four confirmed whooping cough deaths in the U.S. and about 17,500 cases. The problem is, babies can't get their first dose of the vaccine till they're 2 months old.
That's why it's important for pregnant women to get the pertussis vaccine when they're pregnant so that you can protect your baby for, you know, that first 2 months of life until they're old enough to be vaccinated themselves.
Even before the pandemic, only about half of pregnant women got the pertussis vaccine. Now, that number's even lower. At a playground in Seattle's White Center neighborhood, Kay is sharing a popsicle with her 4-year-old daughter. She declined to give her last name because she's concerned about revealing private medical information. She says she's always been hesitant about vaccines.
With COVID, it even made it even more scary because everybody started coming out saying like, oh, the COVID shot's not actually good for you. So I was like, maybe the other vaccines are bad too. And then I went down the rabbit hole of looking up like kids who have supposedly gotten vaccinations and passed away.
Experts say vaccines are very safe and can prevent diseases that once killed or harmed a lot of people. Kay got her daughter the shots required for daycare, but nothing else.
It's hard for me to get childcare, and it's just easier for me to say, okay, just give me whatever she needs just to get her into school.
So her daughter did get the required pertussis vaccines, but not any COVID shots, which are not mandated.
Okay, give me a second and I'll be right there. Okay?
Aaron's sitting horse is at the same playground with his 3-year-old daughter. He says the pandemic had the opposite effect on his thoughts about vaccines.
And then that like opened up my eyes to how important they are and everything. And so now I'm a believer in vaccines. It's important, even if it's not for yourself, but for everybody around you.
Sitting Horse says he saw in the news that there's a whooping cough outbreak right now, and it worries him a little, but not too much, because he and his family are up to date on their vaccines. For NPR News, I'm Eilish O'Neill in Seattle.